Well, he did that, too, in the boat.
Wow.
There's an early one for you.
Yeah!
Get it out of the way. It sounds like the world needs it right now. The country needs it. The world needs it. Wow. Let's try something else here. There you go. I fooled you all. That's not it either. I'm hitting all sorts of wrong here.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I hit ESPN for something. There we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
Okay. That was my bad there. Some production errors early on here. That's what you call a couple of turnovers early. Let's see if Tay can regroup. He's behind right now. Speaking of that, if the Bears force more turnovers than the other team, I heard on the way in, they're 4-0 this year.
Yeah. Okay.
Can they get it done against the Saints? Can they turn the ball over?
Nah.
Turn them over?
Nah.
No, I don't think so either.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any chance? We've got football to talk about. Illinois, we'll get to it here in a second. Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay. Derek Piper, you just heard Trevor Valise. We've got a lot of sound today from Brad Underwood and Io DeSumo as the Illini squad gets set to face Northwestern tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, late tip. Derek
right,
will be
yeah.
there.
I will.
At the new and improved super sectional site in Evanston is essentially what it is. I still am not giving them all the credit in the world, but look,
it is a nice building.
Yeah, it is.
It's better than what it was.
Well, and I haven't seen the new. I've been right. to the old, so that's my fault. I should maybe quit making fun of it. And the way Northwestern's kind of handled this lately in football, I really probably should stop making fun of Northwestern.
It's a little dainty. It's small, but it's nice.
Kind of fits Northwestern.
Sure.
That's about right. I mean, for them. That's about right. All right. Real quick, though, on the Bears. They can stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any hope?
No.
Okay.
I have zero hope, man. I'm not even that thrilled to be in the postseason. We don't have an elite defense anymore.
Yeah.
Combined with the Chuck Pagano system and style versus just some flat-out regression by those highly paid, quote-unquote, stars, yeah. Eddie Jackson, Khalil Mack.
I got you.
Highly paid Robert Quinn.
Ooh, has he done anything?
Nah.
Not really.
He might have 2 sacks.
Ooh.
I think he's getting probably like $15, $16 million this year.
Oh, well, that's always that's nice.
And then, as Trevor and I talked about, when has Mitch played well in a game that matters? In a big game.
Exactly.
Never. Never. And New Orleans defense is top 5.
Yeah, exactly.
Top 5 in the league. Packers defense, middling, maybe just a little bit above average. And you saw how limited the Bears were with their play calling, how much the training wheels are still on that offense. It's just, it's not going to be pretty, in my opinion. Now, the Saints have choked here recently at home in postseason games, but I'm not optimistic at all.
And then you just feel like you've got Sean Payton on the other side that can just dial up whatever he needs to dial up. That Saints team has been weird this season just because, I mean, they've lost like most every NFL team. They've lost some games, and you're like, hmm. And then, of course, Drew Brees got hurt. You start thinking, okay, is this the beginning of the end in New Orleans, especially with Drew Brees? But then Taysom Hill took over and pretty much kept him afloat, played well, actually. And now I assume you got Brees back now. I mean, he was back at the end of the season, so you'll have him to contend with. And they just got, you know, everybody's healthy. Of course, they had Michael Thomas hurt for a lot of the year, and that led to some of those issues early on. But here we go. And this Saints team just seems to be hitting their stride about when you should. So that's something that, I don't know, it'll be fun to watch. Here's the way I look at it. My Cardinals aren't in, so I'll have zero stress this weekend watching football. So now I'll watch you guys, and I'll watch Twitter, and I'll watch it just explode. or implode, or however you want to put it, with Bears fans. And I don't blame you, because I am the worst when it comes to Arizona Cardinals and Twitter. I'm bad. I just need to throw my – somebody needs to hide my phone during 3 hours of Cardinals football games. But it's almost like a form of therapy.
It is, yeah.
The good news for you, you've got a bunch of other Bears fans you can kind of go off of. I don't have really that many other Cardinals fans, so it's just me over on a hill complaining and people just unfollowing me every tweet. Just I lose followers probably every time I tweet about
it. There's a lot of people who enjoy it.
They're probably like, oh, Mr. Happy here, Lon, is breaking down. And I do that a lot.
We wanted that playoff spot for you. Trevor and I, not satisfied here at 8-8 being in the postseason. We did not want to be gifted that. We had to earn it against the Packers. We did not do that. You guys should be there.
Well, it'd be fun if both of us were in. Maybe that'll happen next year. We'll see. But you're in the playoffs. That's good. You get to update a stat. Cardinals haven't been there. I think now this is 6 years without the playoffs. So we move on. Now we get a pick that won't really matter in the middle of the round. So we'll see what happens there. All right. There's reports today. Adam Rittenberg, who is joining us at 4:40, ESPN senior writer. That's a big deal. Adam Rittenberg is busy. Every time I turn on ESPN, he's on with all their national shows. And for some reason, he's kind enough to always come on with us and our show. But Adam Rittenberg is going to join us at 4:40. He, along with, was it Football Focus?
Football Scoop.
Football Scoop. My fault. Football Scoop reported that Illinois is going to hire Missouri defensive coordinator Ryan Walters. Now, Ryan Walters is someone who played, I believe, Colorado. He played at Colorado. He's from L.A. He's a younger guy, and he is someone that you don't see this happen very often, but when Barry Odom was let go at Missouri, Drinkowitz came in and took over the program at Missouri and kept Ryan Walters as a defensive coordinator. Now, that is very uncommon, Derek. You understand, and you see it with Brett Bielema keeping like Corey Patterson and maybe a couple of others that were on Lovey's staff, but normally when it comes to a coordinator, you do not see a head coach moving to a new location and keeping an offense or defensive coordinator. So that's kind of a weird thing that happened for Ryan Walters, but maybe that speaks to him as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, clearly the fact that he gets that opportunity, there were things to like about what he brought to the table. Now you judge the reaction from Missouri Twitter and whatnot, and they're not too worried about losing him. And right. There's been talk about Drinkowitz now wants his own guy, wants something that kind of fits his philosophy or just a new look. Whether they're switching out of the 3-4, it sounds like Walters runs a lot of that. And they were not successful at the defensive side of the ball relative to expectations this past year. 85th in scoring defense in the country. That's not good. I know the year before that, 2019, they were a top 20 scoring defense, both in scoring and then also in yards allowed. So he's had some success there, it sounds like, and we'll get Rittenberg's take here later this hour. And he'll give a more informed read on it than I will, but seems like he's obviously had success, and also sounds like he's a good recruiter and might have some nice young energy that can bode well in St. Louis and maybe in some other areas as well.
Well, I think Brett Bielema, who has stressed the fact that he wants to keep kids in the state of Illinois, is obviously understanding that the St. Louis metro area is also important. You see that by the rehire, if you will, of Corey Patterson. And now, if indeed Ryan Walters is hired as defensive coordinator, 34 years old, he's young, and as you mentioned, a good recruiter, and that will get you into some homes maybe in the Missouri area and down south. So we'll see. But, someone that looks like, he seems like he's got a lot of passion. I've watched some video on him today, and he gets at it down there. So, but young, 34 years old. How old are you?
I just turned 30.
You're 30.
Last month.
He's 34 maybe. But again, not official. It was, again, announced by guys like Adam Rittenberg, who will be joining us at 4:40, ESPN senior writer. And we'll break down a little bit more of Ryan Walters at 4:40. Mike LaTulip, former Illini, of course, and he is going to join us at 5:10. I'm excited for this. You dialed up Mike and said, come on, let's talk some Illini basketball. It's a good time to have a guy like Mike LaTulip on, because we're now deep enough into the season where there's some trends going, right? There's the Curbelo-Adam Miller thing. There's the long stretches there You know, how are they shooting? How's their defense? You know, Io looks great. Kofi's had some great games. Demonte continues to do what he's doing. It's just a good time right now to kind of, I don't want to say pause, but kind of hit the pause button and say, all right, Mike, what have you seen thus far that you really like, and what are some areas of concern on this Illinois basketball team?
Yeah, absolutely. Mike knows the game.
Mm-hmm.
He can really break it down. He's an entertaining follow on Twitter during the games, and he provides some really, really good insight. I know he's a fan of, and we'll let him talk about it, he's a fan of keeping Curbelo on the bench and kind of, if it ain't
is
broke,
he?
Don't fix it. So okay. We'll have him dive into that. But just, yeah, his impressions of Illinois, the Big Ten, and Mike obviously has seen it as a player, coach of TBT, which he did really, really well. And, yeah, he knows the game. He knows the game, and we've always pushed him maybe more coaching in his future beyond just the TBT.
I would agree. Illinois, now this game against Northwestern, you'll be favored. And
6.5, I think I saw earlier today.
Is that what it is? Okay. And a nice stretch here for Illinois to really make some hay. I don't know where that came from. To really do some damage, if you will, and just start mounting a lot of wins in that left column. I think Illinois's got a really good shot at doing that here in the next couple of weeks before the schedule kind of turns tough again, if you will. But it'll all start with Northwestern. You don't want to slip up there. That's for sure. So I'm excited to talk to Mike LaTulip. Again, we'll do that at 5:10. Next hour, we'll hear some more from Brad Underwood and Io DeSumo as well. One other football note that I forgot. I apologize for jumping back and forth. See, in TV, we don't do that. We're not taught to do that. And it's always weird to me to jump back and forth, because normally if you started a TV broadcast with Illinois football, then you'd go to the Big Ten scores, then you'd maybe do a national game, national scores, then you'd go to your NFL, then you'd go to basketball. I mean, that's just kind of, you've always stayed.
Yeah, no abrupt transitions.
No. So
it's
weird.
Out of the question.
It's weird for me to make abrupt transitions, but the Illinois offense got some good news today, football-wise, with the addition of Daniel Barker coming back for his senior year. And let's be honest, Daniel Barker, Derek, has been a guy that, even though it doesn't seem like Illinois utilizes the tight end enough, and they certainly don't, this is one guy that has made his, what's the word I'm looking for? He's made his mark with this Illinois offense. He's caught some big touchdowns. He seems like he's always there for 4 to 6 catches, and I'd love to see that even go up some more, and we'll see if that's the case with this Illinois team. But Daniel Barker, that's a big addition for that Illinois offense.
He's going to be your top returning receiver. He was second on the team last year in receptions with 19. That was second to Bebe, and obviously Bebe's moving on to the NFL. Barker is a guy that is able to get you chunk plays. Last year, he's averaging 15 yards per catch. This year, 14. 2 scores this year, 4 last year. So someone that can be a red zone target and get in the end zone. That dude can scoot.
Yes, he can.
He moves pretty well for his size. I just think he's got good hands, ability to you know, get by a linebacker and make some plays. So he's a nice weapon to have. We spent a lot of time, and for good reason. We seem like every week, where's Luke Ford? Why isn't it happening? Daniel Barker is maybe part of that, but he's just also a weapon in the tight end spot that's pretty darn good.
Would totally agree. And you know, maybe we can hit the reset button on having Luke Ford and Daniel Barker in that tight end room. We were all excited about it this last season, and certainly Daniel Barker did some things, but Luke Ford, even though he was out there for a lot of plays, just the production wasn't there, whether it's his fault, whether it's a quarterback's fault, whether it was Rod Smith's fault, not getting him involved. I know Luke Ford is one of those guys that I've always read from guys like Jeremy Warner that cover the team a lot more than I do, the sense that Luke Ford is the better blocker. And I just, with the talent he has, I'd love to see him get unleashed a little bit. But it's nice to know Daniel Barker's coming back because, as you said, the receiving core, and Edwin Carter, of course, announced yesterday that he's coming back. He's the one that, of course, suffered that horrific injury and just really hasn't been the same since then. So hopefully with rest and with time, Edwin Carter can come back. And if you're Edwin Carter looking at that receiver core right now, you're sitting there thinking, there's not many guys. I mean, I could maybe make an impact and get some plays on this Illinois offense.
Yeah, there's definitely opportunity.
Yeah,
there's a lot of
big time
unproven commodities there right now. Brian Hightower will come back, had a couple of scores, 3 touchdowns this past season. Casey Washington, 10 receptions, 106 yards. Didn't maybe take that next step.
I agree.
Now, some of your quarterback struggles, which, again, are going to have to be addressed, or just the guys in the room stepping up and playing better football, that's going to play into it. But, yeah, there's opportunity at the receiver position. And Edwin, if he's healthy, we'd all like to see that.
Yeah.
Was that that same game? He had an insane catch. Was that the same?
Two touchdowns in the game, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, and then I think the play got hurt was a touchdown. Was the insane catch,
right? Yeah.
So, yeah, you're just like, whoa, what's he going to bring to the table? And then we haven't, unfortunately, been able to see it since.
It'd be a fun comeback story for him.
It really would. College of Aces text line, Jason from Tuscola. Are you seeing this?
I'm seeing it. I'm not believing it.
He's talking about Ryan Walters, and he says he looks just like Nate Shielhouse. And there are back-to-back pictures of Nate Shielhouse, of course, in his Iowa State football shirt, and Ryan Walters. But if you look at the picture on Illini Inquirer, he does have a very strong resemblance to Nate Shielhouse. If you would,
that looks photoshopped, but it's
it does. Yeah. Can you imagine if you would have hired Nate Shielhouse? And I understand that they weren't going to do that, but can you imagine if those two were your offensive defensive coordinators? You'd be like, "Whoa, we got twins working the coordinator room." That's crazy.
There's some other pictures on here that look just like him.
That is crazy. I don't know how old Nate Shielhouse is. I mean, I don't think he's 34.
No, I mean,
yet.
He's younger than me.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay. So he's probably 28, and Ryan Walters 34.
No, he's 30, actually.
Oh, is he 30? Same okay. Age. Well, they're both good-looking men, and they both look like twins. I mean, they really do. It is uncanny. Jason, thanks for sending that. That is some crazy stuff. All right, again, we'll hear some audio from Brad Underwood and Io as we go along. Maybe get a couple of those next. Adam Rittenberg, ESPN senior writer, covering college football. He's going to join us at 4:40. Excited for that. And Mike LaTulip to talk Illinois basketball at 5:10. A lot to do. And if you want to weigh in like Jason did on the College of Aces text line, just shoot us a text, 217-359-2255. Find us on Twitter. Search at the Drive 93.5. I'm at Lante ESPNCU.
I'm at DPiper 247. Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at stevyj.com, stevyjay.com, or you can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just search Tay and Piper or the Drive 93.5.
If you joined us yesterday, Derek did his annual Let's Let Lon Figure Out What Net Means and Get a Better Idea What It Means. Today, Brad Underwood was asked about net and about how it feels to be fourth. I want to play that when we come back. It is The Drive.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Need a little good news in your life? State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Illinois, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is ready to help you save in Champaign-Urbana. Call Kurt today at 352-1411. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Sarah Champagne is growing. The same quality, the same neighborhood, but a new name, new brands, and new opportunities. Here's Executive Manager Ben Quattrone.
At Sarah Champagne, you're not just a customer, you're our guest. And we're proud to serve the great folks of Central Illinois. Please visit one of our four fantastic locations, and we'll service your current vehicle or help you find your next dream car.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Visit SarahChampagne.com. That's S-E-R-R-A Champagne.com. Game Day Spirits year-end clearance sale is now live and full of great deals for Illini Nation. Shop in either of their stores and take an additional 20% off of existing clearance items, or visit them online at GameDaySpirit.com/sale to save 30% on great pieces from brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and more. Game Day Spirit is located at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, and is open online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
2020 has done a real number on our health, especially when it comes to our weight. Well, if you're ready to say goodbye to 2020 and get back on track, Profile by Sanford is here to help. Profile is a simple, effective weight loss program designed by doctors to help you lose weight and keep it off. Their certified health coaches are with you every step of the way. And if you need an extra push, you can save 30% off their program now. Visit ProfilePlan.com to start today. Enter the access code DD or call 403-9080 and mention Diane Ducey.
An incredible event will be happening in January, and you'll want to be part of it. Funding the Dream coming up with Lifeline Connect January 30th. It'll be 6 p.m., and you can be part of it. Motivational speaker, co-author of Quiet Strength, Nathan Whitaker. What are people going to hear when they watch you on the 30th, Nathan?
Well, we're going to talk about living a life of significance. And what does that mean? And how is that different than living a life of success? And helping people tap into their passions, their potential, and what it means to really live out that life they were meant to live.
LifelineConnect.org. You can get all the information about this great event. Saturday, 6 p.m., January 30th. You can watch it on your screen at home and help men who are recovering through Jesus Christ and the foundation of faith. And it's an amazing program that helps men with addiction. It's LifelineConnect.org, LifelineConnect.org. Funding the Dream, support something local that changes generations. LifelineConnect.org.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Song underneath the reed of CMI.
How about that one?
Hey guys, did you know that CMI has the knowledge and expertise to survey your business's laundry needs and implement a cleaning chemical program that will provide you with outstanding results? And best of all, it won't break your budget. CMI strives to have clean, soft linen that keeps the customers coming back. At Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, they pride themselves on their service to keep the customer from having minimal downtime. You can contact Betsy and Brad today at 359-6262. It's an easy phone number, 359-6262.
That's easy. Or if you're online, an offensive lineman, that's really easy.
True. Or online at cmiclean.com.
What Trevor just did right there is he nailed a reed. You bang. That reed. It's not working today for me, is it? Just not working for me today. Hey, this segment brought to you by Game Day Spirit. Two locations, one on Green, one on Neal. Two great locations. Walk in. They have jerseys. Did you see them?
No. Oh, yeah. Yes,
new
I did.
Orange basketball jerseys.
I did.
Andrew's already in my ear. Already in my ear. Because the poor kid doesn't have anything. So he thinks he needs to get something else. So, yeah, I saw those. I need to go check them out. I know Derek did that over Christmas. Not the jersey, maybe, but you checked out Game Day Spirit. Why wouldn't you? GameDaySpirit.com. All right, The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lon Tay, Derek Piper. You are going to surprise me with a quote you said.
I just want your reaction.
Okay. Now,
we've kind of beat this to death, but just coming from Corey Patterson today, interview with the media, it was interesting. Jeremy Warner, our friend, asked him about the recruiting pitch under Brett Bielema. I'm taking a quote from Twitter. Gavin Good.
Is this going to anger me?
Maybe. I think the pitch will stay close to the same, but coach, he's a little different. He knows how to do this recruiting thing. You can just tell.
Wow. Wow. I really don't need to pile on anymore.
You don't, but I just, yeah.
But you know my reaction. I mean, that is just, I just don't think. I mean, did Lovie tell Josh when they first sat down to meet for breakfast in Tampa or wherever? I wonder if he just said, look, I will come. I will be a big name. I will try to solidify this program, but I am not recruiting. I'm just not putting any effort into recruiting.
I don't think solidify this program and I'm not recruiting really go hand in hand. I don't think that works.
Fair point. And you know he didn't, because I would assume that any good athletic director, and we know that Josh Whitman is one of those, would turn and run. But certainly,
I was going to say, that's a hell of a pitch for yourself if you say, I'm never going to recruit, just FYI. Yeah.
By the way, I'll help you get the Smith Center. I'll, you know, be a name for the program, but I am not going to recruit. it just honestly just doesn't seem like Lovie really was that helpful to a lot of assistants. And I think that, or a lot of his assistants that were recruiting. And I think that statement absolutely says that. But we'll see. I mean, hey, Brett Bielema, as far as I know, Corey Patterson hasn't had his backing yet on a recruit. So we'll see. Now, I'm 99.9% positive that Brett Bielema is going to do it a little bit different. And that was seen from the Enterprise coach that used to be in Wisconsin that basically, and I hate to do this because it was pay quality on Illini Inquirer, but it was just a cool thing that basically said, you know, he would always reach out to me even after he got out of college coaching just to see how I was doing. Who does that? I mean, who does that? Who leaves and then says, I'm with the New York Giants and I'm going to check out this dude that was in Wisconsin and now he's coaching in Alabama. I just want to say hi, see how you're doing. I mean, that's impressive.
A guy that gets it, a guy that understands that he's going to circle back around to the college game and he wants to keep his connections because those are valuable.
Totally agree.
Good reminder to not burn bridges.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm not trying to sound luxury, but it seems easy. Like with the Arkansas thing, there was some type of legal thing where somebody was suing somebody as a part of him being fired. And I feel like it could be all too easy for him to be like, well, screw you guys.
Yeah.
But instead he did the opposite for no tangible benefit, but now it pays off.
That's crazy. Unless Brett just knew the future, you know, unless he just knew that one day he'd be getting back in it. And there's nothing to say that he didn't in his mind know and understand that he wanted to get back in this.
I feel good about this hire if Brett Bielema can literally see the future.
That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? I wish I had that for FanDuel. Because so far, all I see is the past with my losses left and right. So
yeah, I was on Rutgers last night.
Oh, boy. Mm. What was that final?
They lost by about 22.
Man. And Missouri lost last night. Missouri had like a 9-point
lead at half.
They were up
by 15 in the first half, and they lost by 15.
Wow. That's a little bit of an in-game turnaround that you don't like to see. So what Illinois did that at Rutgers, about a 20-point turnaround, it seemed like. In that game, Illinois was up 10. They end up losing by 10-ish, you know, right in there. So it happens. It happens. College basketball is a game of runs. Okay, Adam Rittenberg coming up 4:40. Speaking of Illinois basketball, Brad Underwood and Io DeSunmu met today with you guys, part of the press, to chat. And a couple of the topics that he hit on was not only the NCAA tournament being played in Indy, which is a nice little deal, if you're Illinois, right? Or if you're one of the programs in the Midwest here, that's an easy little drive over for the University of Illinois to get there. So that's going to be something. And correct me if I'm wrong. And I said early on I wasn't going to do this, but whatever. It's been said 100 times. It's been 16 years from 89 to 05. So 16 years later, you made another Final Four. And now we are 16 years later. And maybe it's Illinois' turn again to make another Final Four. And if I'm correct, because I'm almost positive in 89, I went to a game there. I think both Final Four trips for Illinois have been through Indy. I know in 05, definitely they were. And I'm almost positive, almost 99% positive, that in 1989, Illinois played a couple of games in Indianapolis. So that would be another one of those eerie, but eerie in a good way, if you're an Illini fan and you believe in that kind of stuff, that maybe the stars are aligning for Illinois to make another trip to the NCAA tournament. Derek is checking that now.
Efforting.
I thought it was in St. Louis, or was that prior to the Final Four in 05?
That would have been, well, yeah, 05, they went
Indy,
Chicago, St. Louis.
Oh, okay, you're just saying Indy was part of the
part
journey.
Part of it,
okay,
yeah, okay, part okay. of the three, because you always go, you know, one spot for two, the other for two, right. And then the national, you know, Final Four, et cetera. So,
boy, that was a favorable draw. I'm over here because I was 8 at that time, so yeah. I don't have the knowledge you do. But like,
well, but you were
Indy,
the
St. Louis, Chicago right. for your regionals. Right. That's
1989 opened as the one seed in Indianapolis.
Okay, so both times you've been in one seed, and you were rewarded like most one seeds are by staying close to home. Now it had to have happened that Indy was hosting. And, of course, they do all the time. So maybe it's not as crazy if you think about it. But certainly, if the stars are aligning, there you go. There you go. Maybe that could be the case. And this time you'll just stay in Indy the whole time and just win it all. I mean, you went Final Four, then you went championship game and lost. I think it only makes sense to just take care of business.
I wonder if they're going to prevent a team from playing at, like, let's say Indiana or Purdue are in. Are they going to make sure that they don't play at Assembly Hall?
Yes, I bet they would.
I would hope so.
I bet they would.
But how much does that supersede their seeding?
Yeah.
Like, would you actually affect their seed line to make sure that Purdue didn't play at Mackey?
Surely they can just figure it out and say, hey, you guys are going to be at Hinkle.
We might not have to worry about it with Purdue, but...
Well, right. That's a good point. But no,
if Indiana's a 9 seed,
yeah,
so they're in that
Butler.
8-9 game, and then the 1, you just take that pairing, that group, and put them...
Put those somewhere else.
At Mackey or Hinkle.
Because you've got what? You've got... There's like 4 locations in Indianapolis, and then
Hinkle, Mackey, Assembly Hall, and Lucas Oil.
Oh, I thought there were a couple more in Indy.
So
that you had more than 4.
I think Pooey might be one, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of others that you're going to utilize. You're going to need a lot of gyms.
You'd probably only have to worry about it with Butler or Indiana.
Yeah.
In terms of the team playing at home.
Good point. So, but we'll see. Well, today, Brad Underwood had a chance to discuss what he thought, and you have to admit, or have to predict, that is, coming into this quote, that he's going to like the idea of playing in Indy. Brad?
I think it's awesome. I think Dan Gavitt and his staff and his people, I think it's great foresight. I think it's Indianapolis is a city that's proven that it can host major, major events like this. And then to really in a pretty quick fashion, get it put together at other sites. So teams aren't having to travel crisscross the country. We're talking about safety. I think it's brilliant. I think they're to be commended for doing that. You know, whether we, it helps us or not, it's close. You know, I like that part of it, but, you know, that'll still be, you know, to be determined as we'll, if there's fans, if, you know, what all that picture looks like as we continue to go here in the next couple months.
There you go. So Brad Underwood, I did not know he was going to start that bite with, oh, I think it's awesome. So there you go. You know, he's excited about playing in Indianapolis when that rolls around. Anthony on the College of Aces text line. Good call, because I even asked Derek. I said, they only lost by 3. Illinois got down double digits, I guess, or close to double digits against Rutgers, but only lost that game by 3. And Anthony also said in 89, they beat McNeese State. That's the game I went to. 77-71. I remember walking out. I was like 18 or 19 at the time, walking out of whatever that was called then, the RCA Dome or whatever. And I'm like, we barely beat McNeese State. But it was just one of those, you know how the early round games sometimes are a little bit, and then they played a really good Ball State team that was coached by Rick Majerus at the time, if I'm correct. So, hey, why not? 16 years later, let's get her done. When we come back, Adam Rittenberg, ESPN senior writer, and by the way, we'll hear more from Brad Underwood and Io DeSunmu next hour after we visit with Mike LaTulip. But Adam Rittenberg will discuss the Illinois football hires by Brett Bielema. We'll do that next. It is The Drive.
Butch here with ServPro. Getting back to business means giving customers the confidence to walk through your doors. At ServPro of Champaign-Urbana, we're doing just that with certified ServPro Clean. Our proactive cleaning programs help reduce the spread of viral pathogens, adheres to CDC standards, and uses EPA-approved disinfectants. For a free quote, call ServPro of Champaign-Urbana at 355-0077. The company you've trusted for 30 years with fire and water cleanup can help you with COVID concerns. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Go to ServProofChampaignUrbana.com for more information.
Allerton Equipment Repair is your trusted truck repair and service center in Central Illinois. Owner Chuck Bailey and his team of NAPA certified mechanics have an extensive background in heavy duty truck maintenance and repairs. They understand the importance of accurate truck diagnostics and fast quality service for all types of repairs. Their team of mechanics are ready to work for you. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday by appointment. Give them a call at 217-834-3470. Allerton Equipment Repair. That's 834-3470.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Radio 93.5, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise, Mike LaTulip, former Illini, coming up at 5:10. More audio from Brad and Io as well. Right now, we're going to get to one of the busier people in this country, and that's Adam Rittenberg, ESPN senior writer. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Lon, doing great, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And we're not going to take up much time of yours, Adam, because you are that busy. But reports today from you that Ryan Walters, Missouri defensive coordinator, who was held over from Odom to Drinkwitz, which is uncommon, it seems like, in today's world of football and sports. But the report today that he is going to be named the defensive coordinator for the Fighting Illini. What do you think if that is indeed the hire?
Yeah, no, that's going to be the hire.
Okay.
I've got my sources on this one. And, I think it's a good hire for Brett Bielema and the new Illinois program there under his leadership. You know, Ryan is very well regarded as a young defensive coordinator, you know, a guy who played football at a high level at Colorado. He was a team captain and then has moved up quickly in the coaching ranks. You know, he's held the coordinator title since the 2016 season. He's been the sole coordinator at Missouri the last couple of years under different coaches there. Was kind of a Barry Odom protege, and then obviously it's kind of created his own reputation. Did really well with their defense last year. I know they struggled a little bit towards the end of this season, but it comes from a program that really was largely built on defense in Missouri. So I know there's some other good candidates involved. Jim Knowles from Oklahoma State. Ron Roberts was involved very early from Baylor. That was somebody who Brett Bielema was very interested in, but ultimately this resulted in Ryan Walters, and I think it's a good move for the Illini.
Adam, I want to get your thoughts also on offensive coordinator Tony Pearson, the staff as a whole, but really we haven't had a chance to ask Brett Bielema. What do you think? We talked a lot about Lance Leipold, Jeff Monk, and some different guys. What do you think about Brett Bielema going back to the Big Ten and being here at Illinois?
Yeah, it certainly won't be dull at all, and Brett's a very entertaining guy. He's a good coach. It's rare when you can hire somebody back to your league who's won the league three times. And so that's certainly exciting. It's going to be a tough task, right? I mean, the thing about the West Division that has really crystallized for me, guys, especially this past season, is that it's hard to move up in the West. You don't have Ohio State. You don't have Penn State or Michigan, I guess. But you have programs that are incredibly consistent.
Good point.
And that's what Illinois faces. Like, you know, to get better, they're going to need somebody to get worse, probably. You know, and Wisconsin, Iowa, and Northwestern have been incredibly consistent for a long time and have very steady leadership. The good thing is Brett knows how to win in this conference. He knows how to win in this division. And I think the key will be the staff and certainly the recruiting approach. And can he get more of an identity and consistency out of Illinois going forward? That's going to be certainly interesting to see, but he is about as rooted in the Big Ten West as a coach can be, having played at Iowa, coached at Iowa, head coach at Wisconsin, now the head coach at Illinois. So I think he knows exactly what he's walking into, which is a good thing.
What do you make of his reputation in Big Ten country, but maybe just college football in general, very well respected what he did at Wisconsin? It didn't work out in the end at Arkansas, but now back in it. From your feel on it, who you know in the industry, what do you think is the read on how they feel about Brett Bielema?
Well, it just depends on who you ask. I mean, some people feel that, you know, the ultimate failure at Arkansas, why would you go down this path again? You know, he was a guy that was kind of riding Barry Alvarez's coattails at Wisconsin. But I really think he doesn't get enough credit for the consistency at Wisconsin and the success that they've had there. You know, he made a move. It didn't work out. I questioned it at the time. And, you know, obviously, you have to kind of live with the consequences. But I do think Brett has improved as a coach since then, spent some time in the NFL, spent some time around Bill Belichick and other guys who are doing it at the highest level. And I'm interested to see how that applies. Is it going to be the same type of program that we saw at Wisconsin? I think one thing that's similar, you know, in those two programs, is, you know, obviously recruiting, you know, somewhat similar footprint, but they also have to both deal with academic standards, you know, other than Northwestern, I should say, the two programs in the Big Ten that coaches say are having to deal with academic standards the most are Wisconsin and Illinois. So he's coming from one and going to another in a sense. And so again, that just speaks to his sort of understanding of what he's walking into. But, you know, there were other good candidates here, guys. I mean, Lance Leipold, was a guy that I know some of the Big Ten were very afraid of Illinois hiring. They didn't go that route. They ended up going with Brett. And we'll see how it goes here the next few years.
Adam Rittenberg, how many hours a day do you work?
Too many. My wife reminds me all the time. It's all I do.
I can't imagine. Follow him on Twitter, at ESPN Rittenberg. If you're buying vowels, it's RittenBerg. Adam Tony Peterson has been hired as the offensive coordinator from App State. I didn't know much about him. What do you expect him to bring to a philosophy to Illinois offense?
Yeah, this is an interesting hire. I mean, I wasn't as familiar with Tony's work, mainly because, you know, he hadn't been in the Big Ten since Glenn Mason's tenure there at Minnesota. But obviously knows the league and has worked in the Midwest. He was at Iowa State as well as a quarterback coach. But then he spent, you know, the last decade or so down in the and mostly in the Southeast, you know, places like East Carolina and Louisiana Tech. He was at Missouri for a year, so. I'm interested to see how he does. I think, again, high marks from coaches I've talked to. I know Glenn Mason. I'm sure you guys have talked to Glenn. Thinks very highly of him and what he was able to do with that, you know, run-based attack at Minnesota, the Marion Barber, Lawrence Maroney years. I remember those well. And, you know with Brett Bielema, you know, he's not going to bring in a coordinator that just wants to chuck it around 60 times a game. He wants to run the ball. He wants to be physical. He wants to establish a line of scrimmage. And it seems like Tony is someone who fits that vision. So, again, not a guy that I thought was necessarily on the radar, but the more that I look into his background, it does make sense for Illinois and for Brett.
Adam, two more quick ones. The idea that college football players now, whatever age they are, whatever class they are, can now come back next year, and Illinois is seeing quite a bit of that for this team. And I don't mean to specify to Illinois here, but just in general, how do you think that's going to play out next year in college football? You could see how it could help a lot of teams and maybe some teams that those guys are just going to move on maybe to the NFL.
Yeah, no, I think it'll help mostly the developmental programs.
Yeah.
So the programs that, you know, aren't bringing in, you know, top 10, top 20 recruiting classes, you know, those programs are going to lose players anyway to the NFL draft every year. But, you know, the programs that could get a guy back for one more year, you know, whether it's a Brandon Peters or somebody that can really contribute who otherwise wouldn't be eligible in 2021, it can really help. And certainly for Illinois and a first-year coaching staff to have some players who have been in games and have that experience, it can kind of help this transition, is going to be beneficial for them. So I haven't studied exactly who, you know, which programs have benefited the most from this, but my guess, and in talking to coaches, would be, you know, more of the developmental programs than the top 5, top 10, you know, the elite national recruiting ones.
Last one from me, Pat Fitzgerald. I know there's always rumors about him moving on to the NFL. It seemed to have maybe made sense if the Bears would have moved on from Matt Nagy. I don't think that's happening now. Do you think Pat Fitzgerald, it seems like it got a little warmer this year about the NFL. Do you think he will end up doing that, or when do you think he might do it?
Yeah, I think it's something that certainly comes up as Fitz continues to have success, and you know the way he manages games, and I think he is much more of a scheme guy than people give him credit for.
Right.
So I think this will continue to a degree, but there have been no reports of interviews. I think the Bears is the only job he would leave for because he, you know, he's got three sons, none of them are in college. I think he'd love to coach them ideally at Northwestern. But if he ends up going to a different job, I don't think he wants to move his family, and he wouldn't have to, you know, we're going from Evanston to Lake Forest. So, with Coach Nagy likely returning this year for next year, I don't sense that that's going to happen. And it would be a lot of transition at once. And that's probably why it seemingly is more real with Jim Phillips moving on, the athletic director, to become ACC commissioner. Obviously, Mike Henquist, longtime defensive coordinator, is retiring. I don't think this is the time that Fitz would want to add to the transition unless there was a job like the Bears. I mean, he's not going to leave for some low-level job like
exactly.
The Jets or the Lions. I just know he's got a better gig going right now, and he's not that desperate to coach in the NFL.
He did all that under 10 minutes. That's why Adam Rittenberg is the best. ESPN senior writer. Follow him on Twitter, at ESPN Rittenberg. Take your wife out to eat or grill out for her. How about that? We can't go out to eat.
Yeah. I wish we could go out to eat. No, we'll it's coming after this title game. And I told them in February, don't bother me. But Lon, you can always bother me. You always have this idea that I don't have time for you. I'll always have time for you, brother.
I appreciate that more than you know, because I understand from watching you on Twitter, you are the busiest guy I know. So I appreciate, Adam. That means a lot to me. And we'll check in with you down the road, my friend. Be safe.
Sounds good, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That is good stuff, Adam Rittenberg. He's right. I'm always, like, apologetic to the point of, like, listen, you do not have to join us today. I know you're busy. It's just the busiest time of year for him. But, man, he can spit out a lot of information in a short time. So that was great stuff with the ESPN senior writer. Quick break, and we're back to wrap up hour one. It's The Drive.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as the email, and pretty much full service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
Have you been made to feel like you are not at the right place in life to talk with someone about your finances? Maybe you've been told you do not have enough income or assets or have too much debt. Terry and Tim at Chester Financial meet you wherever you are in life, whether you are just starting out, close to retirement, or anywhere in between. For an appointment with Terry and Tim, call me, Christy, at 352-5828.
Securities offered through the Owens Equity Sales Company, member FINRA, SIPC, 701 Devonshire Drive, Champaign, Illinois, 61820, 217-352-5828.
Long's Garage is the longest-running auto repair shop in Champaign-Urbana, and for good reason. Whether you're looking for new tires from any major brand or think there might be something wrong with your alignment, come to Long's Garage for honest service from ASC-certified technicians. They can help you with tire balancing, tire inspection, tire mounting, tire rotation, and so much more. All your tire needs will be fulfilled by the technicians at Long's, which is a Napa Auto Care facility, meaning you're in the best hands. Visit them today at 503 East Main Street in Urbana for tire service you can trust, 367-3942.
It's The Drive. Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Belice, Mike LaTulip. Coming up next hour to talk about your Fighting Illini basketball team, ranked 11th?
12th.
I'm already bored by the rankings now. I'm just like, whatever. Fourth in the net. Seventh in KenPom. I'm passing my test today. I like this. So we'll hear from Mike LaTulip. You'll hear more from Brad Underwood and Io. You're going to be heading to Evanston tomorrow, so Trevor and I are going to be manning the ship. We'll hear some more from Brad and Io tomorrow on that. We'll also check in with you en route to Evanston. Tomorrow, interestingly enough, we're going to visit with the general manager of the Peoria Chiefs baseball team. I wanted to bring that up real quick for you because, as Cardinals fans, the Chiefs are going to be now, they're designated as the high A for the minor league system. Double A is in Arkansas. That's in Springfield, Arkansas. Triple A, of course, down in Memphis.
That's right.
And the high A now will be in Peoria, which means if you're a Cardinals fan and some of the youth that are coming through, you may have a chance to see them in person over in Peoria. So I'm excited about that tomorrow to visit.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Can we request that Nolan Gorman either plays in St. Louis this upcoming season or Peoria?
Peoria, I like that. You know what? Let's ask him.
Let's ask that.
I'll ask him for that and Herrera, the catcher. Does that sound good?
I'm good with that.
It would be cool, though, to go over. And how about this? What if Nolan Gorman's best friend,
yes,
Matthew Libertor, who is now Trevor Valise's best storyline in any sport, what if he plays in Class A? They could just shack up in Peoria. That's perfect. I like this idea. All right, did you guys catch, Trevor, you're on now. You're live on the radio. Did you guys catch the I know you did, Derek. It kind of flew over me, but Adam Rittenberg saying some Big Ten coaches were a little worried about Illinois hiring Lance Leipold.
He said some in the Big Ten. I assume they were coaches that floated that out there.
Uh-huh. Do you think they were just floating that?
Now, were they floating it? I'm curious. Were they floating it during the MAC championship game when Buffalo's getting whooped? Was it Ball State?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that happens when it's like coach on the hot seat. Others in the conference say they'd be crazy to fire him.
Exactly.
Was it that, or what? Or were they being real about it? I'm not sure.
Maybe they were thinking that Josh Whitman was going to check in with Adam Rittenberg and say, "What are you hearing?" Adam's like, "Well, I'm hearing that Lance Leipold is a guy you might want to hire." So maybe they were just doing that. Hey, listen, I'm happy with Brett Bielema. Extremely happy.
A lot of people are.
Yes.
You probably should be.
And I think the way it has started, obviously any coach is going to come in and hit the ground running, but it sounds like Brett Bielema has done that for sure. And let's go. I'm ready for football now. I'm ready to get that back and get going in that. But that was fun to visit with Adam Rittenberg. And if you get a chance or did not have a chance, that is, to listen, you can always check it out on the podcast. Just search steviej.com. That's steviejay.com. And you can hear that. We'll get that up after the show today. All right, next hour, Mike LaTulip, former Illini coach, TBT coach. Andrew was all, my son was all about TBT.
Who wasn't?
No, I mean, last night. I'm sorry. Oh. I didn't finish my thought. That was my fault. So he and Lucas and I, Lucas, by the way, left for college today. It just doesn't get any easier. Mm. It's like, come on. I was just getting into a groove of having you home, and now you're flying back. All right, whatever. You don't love us. It's obviously it, right? Or that, or the fact that classes are going to begin soon.
He took his new Bud Light cap and he's like, I'm out of here.
He took it and he's gone. So, but good for him. But Andrew, last night we just happened to talk about TBT and we were talking about Illinois and what they could return next year and this and that. I know what brought it up. Who were we watching last night playing basketball? And I said, guys, this could be Illinois next year. It's a team that had like three transfers. Who was playing last night? Texas Tech. I think that's who it was. And they showed where the transfers were from. And I said, you know, Pipes has brought this up a lot, that if you get a lot of momentum this season, that even if you just have Luke Goody signed, next year you could be in that transfer role where if the NCAA rules that anybody can transfer one time without penalty, that could be how Brad Underwood kind of helps that team next year. But then we started talking about DeMonte coming back, Trent coming back, and Andrew was like, oh, Trent's going to be great in TBT. He's going to be a stud in the TBT. And I was just laughing. I'm like, I said, that's funny you brought that up. We're talking to LaTulip tomorrow. I'll ask him that question. I'm not.
Is any other fan base out there as fired up about TBT?
I don't know. I don't think so.
So Ohio State?
Well, they won it 2 years,
they should.
Right?
They had reason to be.
Then we punked them. We said, get out of here. We got Jimmy.
That'd be a good shooter to have.
Yeah. Definitely. Or DeMonte, he'd be perfect for that role. But
Can I throw this one out here on the air?
Yeah.
I've been advocating for this behind the scenes.
Ooh.
I want to see that this is not an Illinois alum, but Champaign native. Jordan Caroline.
Oh, wow.
Put him with Ravonte Rice and Andres Felice. Dogs. AWGS.
That would be. And he did play for the Dogs.
He did.
Down at Southern.
Good call.
Oh, man. I didn't even think of that name. Let's go. Have you told LaTulip that?
I've told some people.
Okay. Well, we will visit with Mike LaTulip when we return. It is The Drive. Mm-hmm.